You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why do you think less students are choosing to study at university?
Well, because being a student isn't sexy anymore.
The Wire.
Promoters in Auckland's independent music scene have been shocked after Auckland councillors started taking enforcement action against gig posters in the CBD. These posters are often self-designed and self-printed by promoters in order to ensure that there's a high level of engagement in Auckland's independent music scene, which is often described as the lifeblood of the CBD. However, the council has been receiving an increased amount of complaints about posters and has cited the signs bylaw as a reason enough to take this enforcement action. They've also been told that promoters can pay to use advertising space and use social media to advertise their gigs. I wanted to understand how the community was feeling about the action and whether the alternatives posed by the council are actually feasible. So I spoke to promoter Lara Marie about gig postering in the CBD. Thank you, Lara, for being here with me today. Can you just maybe briefly run me through how the indie music community in Auckland's feeling about Auckland Council's heavy-handed move to start removing gig posters?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's pretty frustrated, disgruntled, just like not super stoked on it, eh? It's, I think most indie posterers are aware that you're not technically allowed to poster, but to be kind of directly threatened is pretty untoward and I think unexpected.
One of the things that they're citing is that they've been getting complaints from the community, an increased amount of complaints from the community about these posters and the fact that they're not being removed because they're out of date. What do you have to say to that?
Where are the complaints? Let's see them. That's what I want to know is actually who are these complaints coming from, and do they have evidence of? And, you know, I'm sure people complain about things all the time. I could think of a million things in Auckland Central that I'd like to complain about, but it doesn't mean that my opinion is correct or that, people shouldn't be allowed to advertise their businesses just because I don't like it.
Now, one of the other things that they're citing is that there's the signs bylaw that was amended in 2022, which obviously, as you pointed out, makes it quote-unquote illegal to poster up in certain areas like lampposts, but they've been allowing that to happen in our community for quite a while now. So where do you think the sudden shift comes from? Is that expected, or is it just caught you by surprise?
I don't know. I mean, I can't help but wonder if it's to do with the government or upcoming election season or whatever. I guess it's just trying to fill their time. That's kind of what I see it as. I think it's a waste of time, to be frank. The kind of way they're approaching it. Everyone who goes to the CBD can spot a million other things that probably need council attention far more than unsolicited posters do. But I honestly have no idea why the issue is coming up now. I've been doing postering for a really long time and have never been approached by the council. And so, yeah, it definitely has kind of created this, you know, people assume it's okay because there's been no consequence. And so for them to come at it now, I think is a bit shocking and confusing. And I don't necessarily know why they've chosen now to, take action.
One of the alternatives they suggested is that, you know, you can freely advertise stuff on social media, or you can do paid advertising where there are designated bill sticker areas. Is that feasible?
I mean, yeah, it is, but I just think the principle of it is essentially, my question is what gives companies like Phantom and Shout the right over those public spaces versus the public? Yes, they've negotiated with the council to lease out those spaces, but how come they're allowed to have control over that for, you know, however long they've done that? Why do we have to pay them to poster in public spaces? You know, and same with social media. Social media advertising is not free. And I think at this point, I'm a bit disgruntled to hear, you know, generally the people complaining about posters are people of a certain age, who you often hear complain about the use of social media amongst young people. So for them to tell us to essentially go back and use social media more I find a little bit disingenuous.
Can you maybe talk us through sort of the value that gig postering and obviously gig and indie music culture brings to the fabric of our city?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my personal approach is, and this how I feel, any city in the world, I don't want to be walking around in the central area and only have access to corporate advertising, which is what, you know, is on most of shop fronts, billboards, whatever. It's big companies who can afford these huge advertising spends. And I think it's really important that people have on the ground access to events, businesses, promoters, art, whatever it might be, that cannot afford those spends and chooses to advertise in a different way.
Has Auckland Council indicated a willingness to work with the community on solutions?
From where I'm sitting, I've seen nothing, and there was definitely in the communications I received from them, there was absolutely no willingness to hear me out or take on any sort of feedback. It was a cease and desist, pretty much. And I just don't think they care to work with it. I think it's a money grab opportunity for them, and they're not really interested in the reasons why postering may actually be beneficial.
It seems, from an outsider's perspective, that they are simply not willing to sit down and work with you guys on solutions if this is such a major problem to begin with. Could you maybe map out what an ideal scenario here would look like for you?
I think they just need to back off and let a city do its thing. There can't be a thriving indie music scene with the council looming over every decision a young promoter or artist wants to make. That will literally crush the indie scene we're talking about surviving. Like, it defeats the point, you know. I think they're just going to have to accept that people are going to poster no matter what, and they should maybe, because that's the case, they should, you know, move their resources onto more important issues like public transport and public infrastructure.
That was Junk Mail founder Lara Marie on Auckland Council's heavy-handed action against gig postering in the CBD.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.